This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour here on the Thursday DJV program. It's October the 8th. Now we're getting into the second week of the 10th month of our year. Do you believe everything that you think? Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, I'm Doug Stephan. I put that to you, to everybody who's listening, in fact. If you believe every thought you think, you know what I say about thoughts being things? Do you believe everything that you hear? It's the whole question about what we have for values, how we make up our mind about things. You hear things, depends on the source. I don't believe it because he's who he is, or she's who she is. And then you get down. What do people think about what you say? You think about that, Victoria, when you are having conversations with your friends or your family, do they give you more credibility because they like you? Same, Jennifer. People who like you, do they give you more credibility? Or do they like you because you agree with them on things? Why do people like people to begin with? What's the motivation?
I hope they don't like me because they agree with me. Because I have a lot of people in my life that I really love that I don't agree with about a lot of things. And I think that's okay. I don't know. Do I believe in what I think? I think sometimes I take the worst case scenario because I'm a bit of an anxious person. So some of the things that I think to myself, probably not always, but my thoughts and feelings about issues or ideas, yes, I believe what I think because I think them. Right. As far as why people are friends with me, I don't know. I think people are friends with me because I genuinely try to care. I genuinely try to be empathetic. I genuinely try to be a good person. I think I'm a little bit funny sometimes. And I mean, that's what I always try to be, and I hope people recognize that and like me for those reasons.
Right. Okay. And, Victoria, you want to throw in your two cents worth, or is
well,
it?
Well, those are all good reasons why I like Jen.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. Last night.
And by the way, I don't watch Home and Garden. Sometimes I do.
This was a off-the-air conversation.
Do you watch HGTV? Sometimes I do. When I get caught up, like when I have time to just like channel surf, then
who watches
when
that
I don't
stuff?
Intentionally.
Oh my God,
you,
Doug, it's on all day. Well, sometimes there are certain shows that I like, but you would be amazed at how often people watch HGTV. It's so popular, especially now when everyone was stuck at home. Home improvement and DIY projects went through the roof. Like the Container
100%.
Store.
I love that.
Which
stuff,
I did it too.
I don't have time. Yeah.
Yeah, and so I did it too. I reorganized the closet, our bathroom, our kitchen. Everything got a whole overhaul, and the Container Store sold out of almost everything. Yeah. Right. Well, the closet, it makes a huge difference.
About last night's debate, did Tupac Shakur have a ticket or not?
He did. Yes. Because Kamala Harris was asked about her favorite living rapper, and she said Tupac Shakur. And so the Trump campaign just is
living rapper.
Yeah, she didn't know who he was. And so they left as a joke a ticket for Tupac. And they said, we don't know if he's going to show. But
literally, there was a fly in proverbial political ointment.
That was actually the real star of the night.
Yeah, yeah, it was too.
Yeah, they actually fundraised off the fly. Biden fundraised off the fly and said fly will vote or something like that.com, and he tried to fundraise off of it, which I thought was funny. But we do have some breaking news about the debate, not the vice presidential debate, but about the next presidential debate, which is supposed to happen on October the 15th. The Commission on Presidential Debates announced this morning that President Trump and Joe Biden will appear at next week's second presidential debate from separate remote locations. So the moderator and the town hall participants will be in Miami as planned, but the president and the vice president will be in different locations. Now, President Trump has indicated already after hearing this announcement early this morning that he's really not interested in that, and he doesn't know if he's going to participate if it's not an in-person debate. So we'll see if this might
I think you lose nothing. He doesn't lose anything. Nobody loses anything because there's not going to come anything. There's no substance comes of it anyway, so it's a waste of time. Whole thing is a waste of time.
Well, I think
well,
what the president sees, The president, I think the president sees that first of all, you don't get to actually have, and what I'm missing, the reason I don't like the idea is I like to watch people's body language.
Yeah.
I think it speaks more than the words that they say. So I actually like to see them together in a room interacting with each other, even if they're separated by plexiglass or whatever they need to do to feel safe. That being said, I also think that there's a concern from people on the right, and this is political now, that Joe Biden gets a lot of help. He's on wires. He gets teleprompters. He is very well controlled by his campaign.
Bring back Hillary Clinton!
Well, Hillary would go out there. I don't think it was that she was teleprompter-ish. She just didn't work quite as hard as she probably should have. But
That's true.
With Biden, there is a lot of control that his campaign asserts over him. And I think for people on the right, we go, why would we do that? Why would you put him in a situation where he can be coached, where there could be teleprompters, where there could be wires, there could be all sorts of things. It's just you're not going to get an accurate reflection of where he is.
Well, in this town hall setting, do they actually even debate each other, or are they just answering questions from the audience?
I think they both get to answer questions similarly, so you would get to see some difference in policy, basically. Mm-hmm. I think the audience asks the questions, but I think they both get a crack at the answers.
Got it. Okay.
So speaking of cracks, I refresh my memory on who John Brennan is.
John Brennan's a former director of the CIA.
Okay. All right.
Under Obama.
So, he says that Trump wouldn't have won last time around without the Russians helping him win.
He's been completely discredited this week, and the reason you're hearing from him is because he's trying to talk himself out of jail. What we talked about on yesterday's program about the new memos that have been released, unredacted, show in John Brennan's handwriting that he knew that Hillary Clinton created the Russian story. He knew that it didn't have any legs or merit, and he still briefed Obama to that, and he briefed not only Obama but key members of his administration like Susan Rice, the chief of staff, James Comey from the FBI. They all knew
he was the super spreader.
This was all a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so John Brennan, over the last 24 hours, has been coming out trying to save himself because
is he being charged with anything?
Not yet, but the Durham investigation is going on. So we don't know when the Durham investigation is going to end. And so when it does end, it would end in indictments, and we'll see if he gets one of them. I mean, there's a lot of really serious stuff that's going on right now, and it's funny because he's been a commentator this whole time saying, oh, I saw clear evidence of collusion, yet there's clear evidence in his own handwriting that this was all made up. And so he's out there trying to save himself.
So now the second part of breaking news now is that Trump apparently just said on Fox Business he's not going to do the virtual debate.
He said he would have to have his mind changed about that, yes.
Mm. All right, so there's that. And now I want to, just sticking here for a minute, most people know that I am a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, that I host a weekly program called The American Family Farmer. And it has become evident to me, we had a virtual meeting, the Massachusetts Farm Bureau Federation had a virtual meeting, a Zoom call last night with membership. We were talking about pretty much nuts and bolts stuff with regard to farmers, but it brought me back around to looking at some of the things that farmers are saying about the current state of affairs, whether they be small family farmers like me, people who are medium-sized, that grow a lot of produce, that sort of thing. And what's changed a lot in the last week or 10 days? For some reason, there's a lot of focus on black farmers and whether or not they have been helped in the pandemic, and then it gets turned around to farmers in general. And the story that I've talked about 100 times regarding where all the money has gone, or way too much of it's gone, to people that wouldn't know a farm from
a
forage
bin.
Exactly. Right. So there's this thing that Biden keeps hammering on, depending on where he is, about how he's going to help black farmers. And the whole business of this racial stuff drives me nuts anyway, as you know. But the fact that black farmers are having as tough a time, bad enough that we're all having a tough time, but black farmers are having a much harder time. They did when Obama, who was black, was president. They've had it with Trump. a tough time. Now, Biden says, I'm going to change all that.
Well, black farmers, if it doesn't matter who the president is, black farmers, since they're, you know, since the beginning of the country, have had a hard time. Yeah.
Right. So what I'm saying, Victoria, now Biden says, I'm going to fix that. Well,
good
why
for him. Someone's tackling it.
I know, but I don't like going backwards. But somebody would say to him, well, why didn't you fix it when you were the vice president to a black president? Why are the black farmers having such a tough time? Which is, I suppose, a matter of a legitimate comment.
Well, black farmers right now with the pandemic from, awful. As you know, as I even
they can't even
myself,
buy
I
land.
Be a modern farmer all the time, and they can't. Yeah, and so a lot of with everything with the pandemic, it has disproportionately affected black and brown people, and black farmers have been hit the hardest of all of the sectors of farms.
Yeah.
And so within the family farm, smaller farmers, black farmers have had just the hardest time. And so I think that that's probably why Biden's talking about it now. At least someone's talking about it. You know, mm-hmm. I don't think it should be political. We should just support our farmers.
Nope.
Farm right. aid, as you know, you support, and I, you know, support them.
Yes.
Yeah. Farm aid has been talking about this for a long time too. That, you know, they've been trying to give grants, and they have done. They've given grants to black farmers, and there's a real movement, especially among female black farmers, which is really cool. They're popping up everywhere, and
more and more,
you know,
women.
Yeah, and I think it's really, you know, I think it's a great thing.
Good thing. Yep. Coming up in a moment, what happened to some ballots in New Jersey? As we continue on today's DJV program at 17 after the hour.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
All right, let's get back to the action here. The partial, well, I guess the I call them the partial postal service as opposed to the parcel postal service. So here's this mailman who got arrested, Victoria, yesterday after dumping mail ballots into the rubbish.
And
these
where
were
was
ballots
this? This was in New
sent
Jersey?
Sent to New Jersey residents. Yes.
Does it say where?
It's a New York ABC story, so I'm going to guess it's closer to New York City. Nicholas Beauchon of Kearney, New Jersey.
Oh, Kearney, yeah.
Kearney, where's that?
That's up. It's up north. It's not that far outside the city. Okay. So what was? So did he say why he dumped ballots? So essentially, what you're saying is he didn't mail, because Lewis and I got our mail ballots yesterday. So essentially, he did not want people to get ballots. That's why he did it.
Well, he's going to be in court this afternoon. About 1,800 pieces of mail, including 700 pieces of first class, 800 pieces of standard class, and over 100 election ballots that were supposed to go to West Orange.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, North Orange, North Arlington. Anyway, he didn't say, or he hasn't had his day in court, so he hasn't had a chance to answer the charges yet. By the way, the same thing has happened.
It's probably laziness, right? He probably just didn't feel like delivering all that mail.
You know what? These guys, this is one of my bugaboos about the mail service is so bad and has been for years. These people, the unions, ruined the postal service. It's a joke now. It really is. It's just a plain joke.
Mm-hmm.
21 after the hour on the DJV program.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Not the best Stevie Wonder song, but it did okay. It was number five this week, 1974. Music time in this hour of the DJV program, in the case of Thursdays on the air. It becomes Throwback Thursday, and thank heavens Victoria came up with this idea to give us all a chance to sing our hearts out, more specifically me.
Oh, yeah, all of us.
Yeah, right. Stevie Wonder at number five this week in 74. You Haven't Done Nothing. As I said, it wasn't his best effort. Here's a song that was really kind of fun by a studio group called First Class. Number four this week in 1974. A song called Beach Baby. Hang it up, Phil. Fun bubblegum song.
Wow, I've never heard this.
Haven't you?
No. Right. I like it.
Yeah, it's fine. It's a good
song. Sounds nothing more 60s than 70s, but it's
yeah,
cute.
Late 60s. It does. You're right about that. Yeah, right. Yep. Ooh, 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 ooh. All right. Next song. By the way, it's 24 after the hour on the DJV program. That's one of the most fantastic songs I think has come down the pike. Certainly one of the best 70s songs. Number three this week, Dionne Warwick got together with the Spinners in Philadelphia for this song, which is just, you've heard this song before, right?
Yes.
Victoria?
I do.
Don't
I have
like
heard
it?
This.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. I didn't know who sang it.
You didn't? All right. Well, now
no.
You do. Dionne Warwick and the Spinners, The Sound of Philadelphia, Then Came You. Crank her up, Phil.
Now that I have found you.
Wow, wow. So Philadelphia. It really is. Now, the number two song by a gentleman identified sometimes as the fifth Beatle, Billy Preston. He didn't know flies on him. He had a great career. That's one of his better songs called Nothing from Nothing. Number two this week in 74.
I like this song. It's a good song.
Oh, yeah, it's a good song. And he plays the piano himself. He's at the piano. He's a very entertaining guy, I think.
I'm not trying to be your
What did he do with the Beatles?
He kind of was a little of everything. He played with them a lot for fun. They didn't have a piano component, so oftentimes on stage, they all liked him, and his presence with the Beatles. Even now, when Ringo goes out, he often brings Billy Preston with him. There's something about him and his presence that sort of makes it, and did with the Beatles. So, I don't know why. It's just one of those things, Victoria. All right, this is an exciting song. I've always loved these two together. Something about this whole concept of Olivia Newton-John and how she was able to take her presence in that movie with Travolta, turn it into a career, and turn it into something that has made her very popular, even though she really didn't have that many hits. She's always been sort of an American darling, even though she's Australian. But this song really did it for lots of people. Number one for a couple of weeks in a row, Olivia Newton-John's I Honestly Love You.
I feel like this is one of those wedding songs, right?
Yep.
That's
yep.
Gotten a lot of play.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. I love you. I honestly love you. I love you. I love you.
I hate this song. And
okay. You don't like this song. She's not a lover. We both were born. All right, so anyway, we've gone through the top five songs for this week in 1974 so quickly. Throwback Thursday, 28 after the hour on the DJV Show.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
Ride confidently in the direction of your dreams. Unless it's a bad dream, then turn around.
Go the other way.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $75 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
When I look at their plan that talks about advancing testing, creating new PPE, developing a vaccine, it looks a little bit like plagiarism, which is something Joe Biden knows a little bit about.
Vice President Mike Pence, during his debate with vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris in Salt Lake City, the senator's response to the vice president.
The American people have witnessed what is the greatest failure of any presidential administration in the history of our country.
Both Pence and Harris will be campaigning in Arizona on Thursday. Louisville police releasing details in the Breonna Taylor investigation. Police files released on Wednesday show contacts between Breonna Taylor and a man she dated previously who was suspected of drug dealing. It's that relationship that led narcotics investigators to her home in March. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
President Trump posted a nearly five-minute video on Twitter Wednesday saying he plans to make an experimental coronavirus treatment which has not been approved for use beyond a clinical trial available and free to the public.
In a very short period of time, they gave me Regeneron. It's called Regeneron. And other things, too, but I think this was the key. But they gave me Regeneron, and it was, like, unbelievable. I felt good immediately. I felt as good 3 days ago as I do now. So I just want to say we have Regeneron. We have a very similar drug from Eli Lilly, and they're coming out, and we're trying to get them on an emergency basis. We've authorized it. I've authorized it. And if you're in the hospital and you're feeling really bad, I think we're going to work it so that you get them and you're going to get them free.
Last week, Regeneron announced early data suggesting the therapeutic treatment reduces viral levels and improves symptoms in non-hospitalized COVID-19 patients. The company has submitted a request to the Food and Drug Administration for an emergency use for its antibody combination. Good news if you're a fan of the Miami Dolphins and want to head to a game this year, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Val Dior.
The Miami Dolphins have been given the green light by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to allow full capacity at Hard Rock Stadium. That's 65,000 fans.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
To get on the road to wellness, then start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Just go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Past the hour, it's the DJV show. I'm Victoria Keel, and Doug Steffen will be along momentarily. So we've got some bit of breaking news. Derek Chauvin, remember that name? The former Minneapolis police officer who was filmed with his knee on George Floyd's neck as the nation and the world watched. He is, of course, facing murder charges for George Floyd's death. He posted bond and was released from jail Wednesday morning. State correctional records show that Chauvin was transferred from a state prison facility in Oak Park Heights, Minnesota, where he has been held since he was arrested back in May. And now he had been transferred to a county jail in Minneapolis early Wednesday morning. Court records show he posted a conditional $1 million bond.
Where did he get that?
That's a good question. I guess he's been saving up since May. And so, or there are people, well, let's be honest, you know, we know how police unions work. We know how, you know, fraternal order of police groups work. So I'm sure the money came from behind the scenes. So he has posted his bond now. He is the last of the four former Minneapolis police officers who were charged with Floyd's death. and that case is still pending. He is was a 19-year veteran of the Minneapolis Police Department. He was fired in May after he murdered George Floyd. I'm going
to
say
what
that
kind of
care.
An investment it would be in trying to help this guy because they got him dead to rights. Is that mm-hmm. where'd that expression come from?
Because
you're dead to rights. I wonder where that
I don't know.
Came from.
Well,
he's,
there are three other officers who have been charged with aiding and abetting. They're the three that you also could see on that now infamous video.
Yeah.
And so the judge is apparently weighing whether all four of them will be tried jointly or if they'll be tried individually. So we don't know about that yet. And the tentative trial date has been set for March of 2021.
Here's swift justice for you. Lovely. Almost 2 years after
I know,
the incident.
Right?
Right.
Well, they have to make up some kind of a defense for him because we're all on camera.
You know, one of the things about being in jail, this whole business about the virus and all these people that get released from jail, there's a study that's been done by a group, what do they call these groups that support the prisoners? I forgot, there's a bunch of groups that are, you know, that help support prisoners if they get sick or whatever it is. Apparently, nearly all the prison compassionate release requests in most of the prisons around the country have been denied. And so because there are these groups, one of them is called the Marshall Project, they are, you know, the scrutiny here and then the wonderment afterwards. This is a 54-page story, 54-page report. About people dying in federal prison who get the virus and people who die from other causes as well. And the reason I bring it up is because it seems like such a conflict. We heard about all these people being let out of jail, some of them murderers, good God.
Yeah, that's what the narrative was, yeah.
Yeah, and yet there were people who were being treated for cancer who were dying anyway in some of these prisons, and they weren't let out. For whatever, because they were considered quote unquote dangerous. Who the hell who's dying of prison and is on chemotherapy would be considered dangerous? I don't get
that. Wonder.
Especially again, a given, and by the way, the focus on this report is more on women than men. 349 women, about a quarter of the inmates in the Texas prison system, asked for compassionate release during the first 3 months of COVID. And every single one of them was denied.
Wow.
And many of them had things they were ill to begin with, terminally ill, that sort of thing. And so I'm looking at the story of a woman, 56-year-old woman, a black woman in one of these prisons who died as a result of being... Once the focus was on the virus, that's what they paid all their attention to. And people that were on chemo or whatever in the system, they just got kind of ignored.
And wouldn't they be the ones who would be the most vulnerable to the virus?
Oh, yeah, and why wouldn't they let them out?
Right.
What are they going to keep them in prison for?
Right.
Who makes
a lot
those
of white,
decisions?
A lot of white-collar criminals were released on the basis of, you know, being at risk or whatever. Michael Cohen, most famously, he was let out early because he has hypertension or something. But if you're on chemo and your immune system is that weak, wouldn't you be the most vulnerable to catching COVID?
Yeah. And then there's the story from San Quentin about somebody, well, I guess there was more than one under the circumstances. I mean, you look at some of these really tough prisons, like here in Massachusetts, the Walpole State Prison, where all the murders, I mean, really, you don't ever want to
hang out
you wanna
there.
Make sure, yeah, you want to make sure you are never there. Anyway, there are prisoners who have applied for but had their requests ignored compassionate release because they were considered by the warden as a danger to society. And most of these people were so far gone anyway that they could... In San Quentin, they were putting people in solitary who had the virus.
That's true.
Way. Handling it. They put them in solitary confinement.
They did that in white-collar prison, too. That was one of the big complaints that Michael Cohen, that's what happened to him. When he was let out, and then when they put him back in at Otisville up in upstate New York, he was in solitary for 2 weeks because they confined everybody. They quarantined everyone separately, which was, you know, not necessary, but they could just test people. I don't know why they have to do the quarantining thing. But if you're, maybe they figured if they let people out who are on chemo, that they would somehow maybe, where would they get their chemo treatments from? They're not going to go back to the prison. I guess they would they be a burden on the local health system? Is that maybe one of the thinking? Well, aren't you the one with the answers? I feel like I've been asking a lot of questions today. I got no answers.
It's just like the debate last night. A replay. By the way, somebody just sent me a note about Billy Preston. We were talking about Billy Preston as the fifth Beatle, and I said he always shows up on stage with Ringo, and he did until he died.
I was going to say, I thought he was dead, but I didn't want to correct you because you know more about that stuff than I
know. Why? You all? What do you mean you don't want to correct me?
Well, not about that. No, not about that. I, in my mind, I thought he was dead, but I wasn't positive, so.
Yeah, and in the back of my mind, I was thinking he was dead, too, but I didn't say, because the story doesn't change. He still spent a lot of time with all these guys, and mostly with Ringo since they've been solo.
Well, you've seen Ringo's all-star band, right?
Yes.
Yeah, my parents saw Billy Preston with Ringo, now that I think about it, because my parents used to love seeing Ringo's all-star band every summer.
Fabulous.
And so he appeared with them. Yeah.
Yes, he did. October is non-GMO month. So today we celebrate National Non-GMO Day, but the month is the whole month.
Raising awareness. I didn't know there was a whole month devoted to it.
Yeah, well, listen.
But it's necessary. You know,
it sure
think
is.
About it.
GMO foods, genetically modified foods, without the genetically modified good duck. I just made up a new word. Right? Do you like that? Modified?
That sounds very reminiscent of like a George W. Bush kind of word.
Yeah.
Right? I like him. I'm just saying. Okay, I like him as a person, so I'm not knocking him. But that does sound like a word he would have made up.
Yeah, it would have been. Yeah. I mean,
By
the way, many of the presidents are likable. I think Obama's a very likable guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, to a point, Clinton is, if, you know, you can kind of separate him from the weeds. It's probably, trouble with him is he's always on. If you, you know, get him aside someplace. Anyway.
You know what? Speaking of likability, one last little point on that. Do you know that there's a book that I've been seeing being buzzed about all over social media, and I think it's climbing the bestseller charts? It's a new book about Jimmy Carter, and apparently, and I think a lot of people from my generation who really, you know, we missed Jimmy Carter. I wasn't alive. But there are a lot of younger people who are reading this book now and find that he may have actually been kind of underrated. And that's sort of the running commentary on, which is kind of interesting. My mom loves reading books about presidents, so I'm going to give it to her to read.
Yeah.
But because she lived through Carter and knew the hard years. And historically, you know, we know about all that. But it's kind of an interesting little thing about likability. He's also, I think, very likable.
Very likable guy. I've interviewed him 3 times. Short little guy. Very pleasant. Got a good aura around him. Good feel. Terrible president, though, Victoria. He was a micromanager. He didn't really see the big picture at all. And so that's what gave him the problems that he had.
Yeah. But it's interesting that this book, all these years later, seems to kind of maybe unearth some other stuff.
Yeah. Well, I think that there's a certain amount of justice in bringing some of this stuff to the surface after the fact. Anyway, I was talking about this being non-GMO month. Actually, the partnership, the non-GMO project partnering with Fair Trade America, these are nonprofits working to build a better food system to help them celebrate and promote their mission to fix industrial agriculture. Look for the non-GMO butterfly and the Fair Trade farmer when you go to the grocery store. This year, the non-GMO project is paying a lot of attention to the essential role retailers have played during the pandemic. They're sending out branded sort of organic cotton face masks to retailers across the country. The importance of transparency and labeling in our food system underscores the overwhelming need for the non-GMO project seal on food. The farmers and stuff trying to do a good job. The huge agribusinesses are feeding you crap. And most of the stuff that you buy now, the big cereal manufacturers, they have gotten the message from their customers, and they're having to do a lot of this stuff. Focus on non-GMO, focus on gluten-free, that
organic,
sort of stuff.
Get rid of the pesticides organic. In our cereals.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see that Mexico actually has banned glyphosate now?
I did. I saw that the other day. I meant to bring it up. Thank you.
Yeah, that's the you know, the active ingredient, the deadly ingredient in Roundup, in the weed killer. And so Mexico has now banned it. I don't believe it's allowed in Canada either. I'm not positive. But there are several European countries years ago who banned it. So the U.S. is just so beholden to all these lobbyists, and Monsanto being one of the largest lobbyists.
Yeah.
At some point, when are we going to wake up and kick the lobbyists to the curb? They're the ones really, truly running this country. It's not the politicians that we elect. It's the lobbyists.
Yeah. This country, I'm telling you, we get so much stuff that has to be reckoned with, and we just seem to be digging holes and listening to some of these fools talk about stuff that has no consequence whatsoever. It's all a big show, and meanwhile, you become sort of the victims if you don't take the time to really dig around to find out the real story. Even in things that you're interested in, just follow things you're interested in.
That's true. It's a good place to start.
Some things, right, exactly.
You want one more?
Yes.
This is a new one that I just learned yesterday. So, you know, we've got Halloween coming up, and wherever you are, depending on, you know, if they're going to have Halloween or not, or how it's going to look differently, everyone's still going to buy Halloween candy. Well, Kit Kat is in the spotlight now because going back to Fair Trade, which is an organization that I've supported since I was in high school, and they make sure that all the farmers around the globe, small farmers in America, indigenous farmers, wherever, they make sure that they are paid a fair living wage for their products, whatever they grow. So Kit Kat, which is owned by Nestle, had this agreement with Fair Trade to make sure that all the cocoa farmers, the cocoa bean farmers, would be paid a fair living wage.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, talk about for show. They signed this agreement. It happened for a little bit, and then they silently backed out. And now Global Citizen, which we talk about them doing, you know, concerts and raising awareness for different things, Global Citizen did this new report, and they called them out on it. So I will not be buying Kit Kat or Nestle products for Halloween because they are screwing the farmers over. Like, horribly screwing them over, like
there's
big corporations
kind
of do, and they steamroll right over
Fair
everybody.
Fair Trade, Chiquita Banana is another one.
Don't
buy Chiquita Bananas. That's a bad, they're bad.
Huge monopolies.
Yeah, right.
And Dole, that's another one. Yep.
Yeah, another one. 48 past the hour. You hear me talk about Calitrin all the time. Have you heard me talk about Belly Blast? There's a friendly deal because these two products both come from a company called Top of the World. The doctor and the three nurses that developed the formula for Calitrin, guess what? They're working with other people to have this advanced fat burner called Belly Blast. You can have them both. This is quite the deal. Go to toploss.com and make sure that you get on the Calitrin program for losing weight. But a lot of people know that the weight is, especially the weight around your midriff, is that what women call it, the midriff? Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Middle? Yeah. Bad. Very unhealthy. Oh, my God.
Belly fat's really dangerous.
All these women around now, you notice that today? There are more women with these big bellies, kind of like men have. So this is the deal. When you buy a 90-day supply of Calitrin, you'll get a 90-day supply of Belly Blast if you ask for it. That comes without having to pay for it. So you can get a 90-day supply of Belly Blast or another 90-day supply of Calitrin. Ask when you are, you're going to ask the question. There's a consultant available. You go to toploss.com. You can ask somebody online questions about how this all works. So check it out, toploss.com. Lose the weight, lose the belly. Use the discount code DJB for checking out so you don't have to pay for shipping. It's 10 before the hour.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Need of some escapism. Here we go. We'll talk about movies now from the point of view of one Charles Curry. Chuck Curry, Movie Moments. This is the theme from one of the Alien movies. How many Alien movies were there, though, Chucker? I don't remember.
There's been a lot. I think Sigourney Weaver, who turned 71 years old today, I think she's been in four. I think the greatest female action hero of all time. And the movie Aliens, directed by James Cameron, which is part two, Doug. One of the great movies of all time, in my opinion. Pure
Gordon
action.
To whom? Yeah, I was going to say, Gordon to you.
To a lot of people. I think to a lot of people.
How many awards?
One of the best sequels ever.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. How many awards have these Alien movies won? Best picture, best director, best actress? Come on.
I don't think any. No. She was nominated for best actress in Aliens, though.
She was
awesome in that role. Yeah, Ellen Ripley. She's pretty awesome. No, you don't think so? Have you seen an Alien movie?
No.
Who are you talking to? Are you new here?
very few people are going to get this, but I'll tell you a bit of a fun fact. That score we just heard was some Aliens, but James Horner, who composed that, used that same exact score in a movie called Wolfen, I think in 1981 with Albert Finney. The same
really?
Exact music. Yeah, exactly. And then he used it also for Aliens, which is... works really well. It's good. It's a pretty good musical riff. I like it.
Do you think we were talking about Netflix earlier and the problems that they're running into with this movie about underage children and whether it's called Cutie, whether or not that's appropriate?
I don't know. I just read some stuff on it. A huge backlash, obviously, and they get sued. Yeah. So I don't. I mean, I'm sure it's something they'll just settle out of court. I don't know exactly what the penalty will be or the ramifications.
So under the circumstances, we don't do much gossiping here about actors and actresses and things like that. I was trying to think of Reba McEntire. She's on television. Has she done any movies? Anybody know any movies?
She was in Tremors. She was in the Tremors franchise. Remember Tremors? Kevin Bacon, was. Fred Ward.
Okay. Yeah.
She's
okay.
Actually really good in that movie.
Yeah. She was. So do you know who Rex Lynn is, right?
No, I don't. Who?
Oh, come on. When you saw, just look him up. Google him. Rex Lynn, you'd recognize him in a second. He's been all over television, all over movies for 40 years. Apparently, he has found a fancy in Reba, and she likewise in him. So Reba McEntire is now dating Rex Lynn. And it just seemed, I said earlier, the girls were laughing at me because I said, what do you think she sees in a guy that has no hair? And but
Doug's jealous because he wanted to be set up with Reba.
Well,
we must have no movie news when we're talking. I do have one thing I want to bring up.
No, I thought that was cute. That's a little.
It is an interesting story. It's pretty boring to me, but we'll get
it on.
All right,
go ahead.
Patty Jenkins, who directed Wonder Woman in the sequel Wonder Woman 1984, said in an interview she thinks movie theaters are going to go by the wayside. They're not going to survive this pandemic. And then she says in the next statement, but it's not an option for Wonder Woman 1984 to go on streaming. So my question to you, Patty, is what's your option? If you can't play in theaters, you can't play in streaming, what are you going to do with the film? It's going to go to theaters. It's just a matter of time. I mean, even if it's another year, it'll go into theaters. Will come back. They will come back when this is all said and done, and this will be said and done eventually. It's not going to be tomorrow, but it'll happen. No?
Nope. It has to, Frank. This is an important part, not only of American life, but of society everywhere. I think that we've just become, since movies began, there's been a fascination with what you could see, what can be made.
It's a cheap date on Friday and Saturday. What are people going to do? I mean, they go to the movies. All right, a lot of couples go to the movies. It's Americana. It's like apple pie and baseball.
About Armie Hammer as an actor. He happened to be a friend of my son's. One of the things that I learned about him is he spent the summer when he came back. His family's down in, I think, one of the islands.
Aren't they in the Cayman Islands?
I think in the Caymans, yeah, right. And so he came back. There was no movie work, so he became a construction worker. He spent the whole summer, he told my son, working on an abandoned motel in his neighborhood. So he and some other friends worked hands-on. I thought that was kind of cute. Given that's where, that's how Harrison Ford started. He worked in construction in some direct, he worked on some director's house or something.
You know, speaking of Armie Hammer, he was in The Social Network, and Aaron Sorkin just said he wants to write a sequel to that film, and as long as director David Fincher comes back to direct that.
Yeah, what about
one of the
release of Murder on the Nile? I got to get kicked back. He's in that.
It will get kicked back. It did already 1 month, but it's going to get kicked back a lot longer.
It kicked back more. All right, Chuck Curry, thank you for your...
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.